We were doing Rain Dogs. I was living in New York at the time. Someone asked if there was anybody I wanted to play on the record. And I said, how about Keith Richards? And I was just kidding around. It was like saying Count Basie or Duke Ellington, you know? I was on Island Records at the time, and Chris Blackwell knew Keith from Jamaica. So somebody got on the phone, and I said, no, 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 but it was too late. Sure enough, we got a message. The wait is over. Let's do it. So he came to RCA, a huge studio with high ceilings, with Alan Rogan, who was his guitar valet, and about 150 guitars. Everybody loves music. What you really want is for music to love you. And that's the way I saw it was with Keith. It takes a certain amount of respect for the process. You're not writing it, it's writing you. You're its flute, or its trumpet. You're its strings. That's real obvious around Keith. He's like a frying pan made from one piece of metal. You can heat it up really high and it won't crack. It just changes color. You have your own preconceived ideas about people that you already know from their records. But the real experience, ideally, hopefully, is better. Well, that certainly was the case with Keith. We kind of circled each other like a couple of hyenas. Looked at the ground, laughed, and then we just put something on. Put some water in a swimming pool. He has impeccable instincts, like a predator. He played on 3 songs on that record. Union Square, we sang on Blind Love together. And on Big Black Mariah, he played a great rhythm part. Really lifted the record up for me. I didn't care how it sold at all. As far as I was concerned, it had already sold. Then a few years later, we hooked up in California. We got together every day at this little place called Brown Sound. One of those funky old rehearsal places with no windows and carpet on the wall. Smells like diesel. We started writing. You have to get relaxed enough around someone to be able to throw out any kind of twisted idea that might test your mind, that comfort zone. I remember on my way to the studio, I taped a Sunday gospel brunch Baptist preacher coming right out of the radio. And the title of that sermon was The Carpenter's Tools. It was all about the carpenter's tools. How he went into his bag and pulled out all these tools. We laughed about that for a long time. And then Keith played me a copy he had, Jesus Loves Me, sung by Aaron Neville. Something he'd sung in a rehearsal, just a cappella. So he likes Diamonds in the Rough. He likes Zulu music, pygmy music, the arcane, obscure, and impossible to categorize music. He wrote a whole bunch of songs. One was called Motel Girl, and another was Good Dogwood. And that's where we wrote That Feel. I put that on Bone Machine. One of my favorite things that he did is Wingless Angels. That completely slayed me. Because the first thing you hear is the crickets. You realize you're outside. And his contribution to capturing the sounds on that record just feels a lot like Keith. Maybe more like Keith than I had contact with when we got together. He's like a common laborer in a lot of ways. He's like a swabby, like a sailor. I found some things they say about music that seem to apply to Keith. You know, in the old days, they said that the sound of the guitar could cure gout and epilepsy, sciatica, migraines. I think that nowadays there seems to be a deficit of wonder. And Keith seems to still wonder about this stuff. He will stop and hold his guitar up, just stare at it for a while, just be rather mystified by it. Like all the great things in the world, women, religion, and the sky, you wonder about it, and you don't stop wondering.